Hi, everyone. Recently, I was thinking about a story that a friend of mine shared from his grandfather-in-law. It seems that in the late 19th century, a governor in a certain area of Russia decided to travel the countryside. Now, you should know that when Russian governors traveled back then, it was a major event. In order to properly travel, the governor had to have a carriage driver, he had coachmen and footmen who were charged with the different responsibilities necessary to take care of the governor and his carriage. In addition, there were two pristine white horses, quite strong and good-looking horses at that, who were charged with the responsibility of leading the carriage. It was an amazing sight, and all the tiny little villages in the countryside knew that the entourage represented someone great when the parade passed near their poor village. Well, as the story goes, after passing a particular village and coming close to a certain farm, the stagecoach was attacked by an anarchist who threw a bomb into the carriage. The explosion had terrible consequences. The coachman, the driver, the governor, the entire entourage was killed instantly by the bomb. In fact, the devastation was so complete that the carriage and the horses, too, were killed by the blast. Only two people witnessed the blast and survived. One was a reporter, the other a farmer. The reporter wrote all the news about the tragedy that he could recall. He noted the horror of the death of all the people and the terrible shock of the attack on the governor who was assassinated. His story focused on the tragedy, the senseless loss of human life, and the political fallout that would likely result. And the farmer, he also filed the story, but it was to his wife. After seeing the blast, he came, went home and shockingly told his wife, "Some Meshuggener just blew up two perfectly beautiful white horses." I remember that a third person listening to his story tried to guess the moral. "I guess it's all about perspective," the person said. "No," my friend told him, "it's not about perspective. It's about finding the ability to open your eyes to something bigger." You know, our parsha highlights the importance of opening our eyes to something bigger. Indeed, the Torah reading dates itself, Acharei Mos Shnei B'nei Aharon, as it taking place after the death of Aaron's two sons. Whatever reason they died, and the commentaries vary as to what exactly their misdeed was, the tragedy can be traced back to the fact that they did not fully see the bigger picture. In the Avodah, in the service for Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, which happens to be the subject of the beginning of our parsha, we are told that no one was able to see the entire thing from his or her vantage point, but everyone knew that he was able to see, and what he was able to see was part of something bigger, a fuller avoda, a fuller service step, each of which was essential and needed to happen in its proper time. Yes, Yom Kippur is a chance for us to see the bigger picture. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we see that there was something bigger to be seen. The pomp, the circumstance, the extremely short tefillah of the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where he entered but once a year, that included a plea on behalf of the people in the Sharon that their feet shouldn't become too muddy when they headed home, lest they daven for a delay into the rain so beneficial to the economy of Eretz Yisrael. Back then, they worked and lived together and needed to see the bigger picture. But what does seeing the bigger picture mean today? Sometimes I think the answer is that seeing the bigger picture means to stop holding on to a narcissistic view of life. Indeed, Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, famed Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Torah Vadas, noted that he marvels at some of the fights that take place in our world today. Think about the fights that threaten family dynamics. Over what? Who gets which kibbutz at the wedding? Over which side gets to have the young couple for which Yom Tov? Do you know how many therapy hours are logged in on these types of issues? The marriage and mediation issues and premarital counseling over these stresses? Is that seeing the bigger picture? Rabbi Reisman added that he often wonders if, for fun in Shemayim, they ever get a chance to open the window and look down at what we consider important in the world and laugh. I mean, when they go into the local pizza store and see the fellow carrying on about how there's no diet raspberry Snapple in the fridge and how he'll now have to settle for diet lemon and how horrible that is. In Shemayim, Rabbi Reisman says, they laugh because it's about the bigger picture and how we just don't get it. We're looking at the horses. but we're the butt of our own lost, misguided great joke. I've often thought that the weeks following Pesach, at least in modern times, are a sobering reminder about seeing the bigger picture. We observe the mourning period for the students of Rabbi Akiva, who died during this period, as they didn't see the bigger picture and worried more about the pecking order of Kavod. We recite Avarachamim even on the Shabbos that we usher in the month of Sivan, because of the destruction of the great communities of Worms, Spire, and Mayence in the Crusade period. We commemorate the terrible Shoah beginning on Sunday evening, and recall modern Israel's greatest heroes 1 week later on Yom HaZikaron. And each memorial reminds us of the importance of the bigger picture, that as a unique nation, we are the Ma'at Mikolo Amim, we are the smallest among the nations, but certainly not the overlooked. And while there are differences between us, and contentious ones sometimes at that, we're always being put together, whether we like it or not. Achri Mos, timing makes a difference. Sometimes, from the lessons of Zechira, of remembrance, of those who perished, and for what, which hallmarks the Sfira period, bigger picture clarity can come into view. The bigger picture we would best see is the lesson that the more than what divides us unites us. Our strength is in our ability to see the bigger picture. That bigger picture, our unity. Wishing you and yours a Shabbat Shalom, and a Shabbat Shalom to all.